As tax time comes down to the wire, an advocacy group is trying to raise awareness of one very underused tax credit. It's called the Earned Income Tax Credit, and it's been boosting the income of low-wage workers for more than 40 years. But it's still such a well-kept secret that it's estimated as many as 1 in 5 people who are eligible never claim it. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
He is up to date because we just scanned his stuff.
Oh, wrong category. When was his last voucher?
Full voucher. September 15th. Yeah, he qualifies because we're in a new quarter.
Jennifer
now.
Sanchez is a funds administrator at LifeBridge Community Services in Bridgeport. She spends her days checking the eligibility of clients for benefits and services, trying to make sure everyone gets the help they need. But in fact, a few years ago, there was a tax credit she wasn't aware she could claim herself.
The EITC program I did not know about. It's an additional assistance, basically, for me. I can speak personally, you know, because it does help.
Households earning less than $54,000 a year could be eligible for the federal and state versions of the credit. Once her tax preparer clued her in, Sanchez now gets a direct deposit of several $100 in addition to her refund, something that, as a single mother with 3 small kids, she can definitely use.
Because then I'm also able to save, not just catch up on daily life, but save for a rainy day, like they say.
Sanchez isn't alone in being in the dark about the EITC.
There is a significant gap between those who may be eligible and those who actually take it up. To the tune, we're saying, of last year, of $53.4 billion.
That's Chris Jacobs of the advocacy group Communally. The group operates a web-based platform trying to increase the uptake of benefits like SNAP, Medicaid and the EITC in communities around the country as a way to lift people out of poverty.
At state and at city and county level, there's a real interest in those communities in bringing that money into the economy and helping these people stabilize.
And the group finds that while Connecticut does an excellent job at distributing food stamps and signing people up for Medicaid, with well over 90% take-up amongst those who are eligible, this state, along with the rest of the country, does a poor job at advertising the Earned Income Tax Credit. Between 15 and 20% of those who might qualify don't claim it. And here's one of the reasons why. In order to claim the EITC, you need to file a tax return. Jim Horan is the CEO of the Connecticut Association for Human Services.
If you're lower income and you might think, well, I don't need to file my return because I know I don't owe anything, and that may well be true, you should still go in and file your tax return because you may find out that you're entitled to a pretty big tax refund and the Earned Income Tax Credit may be a part of that.
In other words, the EITC is what's called a refundable tax credit, meaning even if you didn't have to pay any taxes, you can still get the credit, up to $2,000 on your federal return and somewhere close to $500 on your state return, depending on your income.
$2,500 is pretty substantial, especially because the average household that receives the EITC, their earnings are only about $18,500 a year. So that's more than 10% of their annual income.
The federal EITC was introduced by the Republican administration of Gerald Ford back in the 1970s and has had bipartisan support since as what's generally acknowledged to be one of the most effective anti-poverty programs the government operates.
The reason it's so effective is because it encourages work. Studies have shown that it's especially effective for getting single women mothers into the workforce.
The EITC doesn't have a cliff, like other benefits, including food stamps. Once you reach a certain income level, they stop abruptly, leaving you actually worse off for working. The EITC, instead, slopes gently downwards as you earn more. Horan says despite its long and successful history, he's worried the current generation of policymakers don't themselves understand the EITC. For instance, Connecticut's state tax credit, introduced in 2011 after more than a decade of campaigning, has been cut back in recent budget rounds by a Democratic legislature.
I've sometimes heard legislators say, oh, it's just another form of welfare, which is exactly the opposite of what it's supposed to be. It's rewarding low-wage work and encouraging people to work more.
And Horan says with currently around a quarter of the jobs available in Connecticut offering wages that qualify for the EITC, that's a lot of money that should be boosting our poor communities. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.